from the power of those Japanese athletes, we turn now to the power of PowerPoint. Supporters of the software, and they are many, say it livens up what might otherwise be a dull lecture, and they say that makes it possible to present a lot of information in an easy-to-digest fashion. Then there are the PowerPoint haters. Lucy Kellaway is one of them. She's a columnist for the Financial Times in London and writes about management in the workplace. Lucy, why don't you like PowerPoint?
Well, I completely disagree with what you've said. I don't think it livens up a dull presentation. I think all it does is sort of distract your attention from a dull presentation. The essential problem with PowerPoint is people dump too much information onto those slides, and then they try and simplify the whole thing down to a few bullet points. So the result is a sort of awful, confusing, boring mess that makes a dull presentation a lot duller.
And it seems that for just about everyone who likes PowerPoint, there's probably somebody who doesn't like it, at least enough people in Switzerland to form a new political party called the Anti-PowerPoint Party. Is it for real?
It's absolutely for real, and it's brand new, and they're hoping that it's going to become the fourth biggest party in the country. They're an awful long way off there, but I've certainly joined up enthusiastically.
Lucy, I was wondering whether, you know, PowerPoint actually makes for a solid enough plank in a campaign platform to form a party, but the Anti-PowerPoint Party in Switzerland says Europe's wasting 110 billion euros a year because of PowerPoint. How do they figure that?
That is a back-of-an-envelope calculation, but simply what they've done is made a good guess of the amount of hours that we all spend listening to boring, morale-sapping presentations and costed that time, and that's where they've come up with the figure. They're a single-interest party just in the same way the Greens are. I feel gloomy about it, however. I think that trying to wean people off their PowerPoint addiction is going to be even harder than getting them to turn the taps off and turn the lights out.
Financial Times columnist Lucy Kellaway, thanks very much.
Thank you.